This call is meeting in the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:12 p.m. on Thursday, March 14th, 2015. Present, we have Co-Chair Representative Newman, Vice Chair Representative Sadler, Representative Gaddis, Representative Munroe, Representative Pruitt, Representative Guerra, Representative Kawasaki, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Thompson. And online, we have Representative Edgman, Representative Wilson, and Representative Guttenberg. Also in the audience, we have joining us at the front is Representative Olson, and Representative Foster is in the back, and we have Senator Diesel in attendance also. Thank you all for being here. Before we start, please turn off your cell phones and electronic devices because they do interfere with the recording equipment. First, I want to thank the governor for bringing Medicaid expansion before the legislature in this special session. And I want to thank Commissioner Davidson and her staff for all the hard work that they've done. The House majority shares the governor's concerns with the health of Alaskans, especially the most vulnerable Alaskans. However, hearings this week have made it very clear that Medicaid is a bigger problem than we knew. It is a highly complex system facing significant challenges. The legislation the governor has put before us does not address a plan to move forward, only an acceptance of 20 to 40,000 more people into a system that has been acknowledged as broken. Currently, the administration has an RFP out to hire experts to recommend Medicaid expansion and reform strategies for Alaska. The final report is due April 1st of 2016. We support the administration in this effort and agree that it is appropriate to allow time to find its consultant. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee is working on an RFP to hire its own consultant. Medicaid expansion without a plan could bankrupt the state within 6 years when promised federal participation expires. Currently, Health and Social Services takes up about 30% of the state's unrestricted general funds for agency operations in our annual operating budget. At this time, the House Finance Committee is not comfortable with advancing House Bill 148, since the bill does not address which specific reforms Alaska will pursue, a timeline for carrying out these reforms, how the state will ensure cost savings for Alaskans, or how the state will ensure quality care and improved outcomes. Alaskans deserve specifics on how Alaska Medicaid program will be transformed. We have other issues. The MMIS system currently is not certified. The department is still involved in litigation concerning the functioning of the MMIS system with a stay until August. The system crashed the first time when we loaded it with participants. It was so faulty that the state had to sue Xerox. The department assures us that most of the problems have been corrected. However, now we are looking at adding 20 to 40,000 new participants and 70,000 new NCCI billing codes. Also, Alaska is identified as a medical provider deficient state. Already in the interior, Medicare and TRICARE recipients are having trouble finding providers. How will 20 to 40,000 more people on Medicaid affect provider availability? Also, the King versus Burwell decision by the Supreme Court, which is expected in July, could severely impact Alaskans who have signed up for health insurance through the federal exchange by costing them their assistance. This committee believes that the best thing, time to negotiate with the federal government on terms to expand Medicaid programs will be after we have done our due diligence and have received reform strategies from our consultants, and not prior, but because of federal funding, just because federal funding is available. With that, we conclude this current round of House Finance Committee meetings and look forward to working with the administration's consultants and ours on how to best address the health care needs of Alaskans. These are just a few of our concerns on this committee. And with that,
Mr. Chair,
I adjourn this meeting at 1:18 p.m.
Chair, those are not the...